Birthing from the Inside Out is a place where we gather to talk about how pregnancy and birth transform us. I'm your host, Shannon Backus, certified birth doula and childbirth educator for over 10 years. I hope you'll grab a cup of coffee and join us for fun, gritty, and educational conversations all about birth. From detailed birth stories to insights from birth professionals and birth-related services, each episode will help you evaluate just how transformed by birth you've been from the inside out. Disclaimer, this podcast does not provide medical advice or diagnoses. All content is for educational purposes only. Seek the advice and recommendations of your medical practitioner. Have you enjoyed listening to Birthing from the Inside Out podcast? By now, we all know about the algorithm. By leaving your ratings and reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, you'll help other people just like you find the show. Birth transforms us all from the inside out, so by simply following, rating, and reviewing, you'll be helping other families have positive, transformational experiences as they carry these stories into their births. On today's episode, I am joined by Katie Davis. Katie is a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach and a CrossFit trainer. Katie owns her own gym, Clear Grace Strength, where she does personal training and group fitness classes focused on helping women gain their strength. Katie takes us on an inside tour of what her work with women entails, how she is passionate about empowering women to be strong, and how her own birth experiences transformed her from the inside out and created the passion she has for this work.
You know, it really was like the perfect storm for me between, I think, just no clear context on exercise during pregnancy or postpartum. And then, you know, the position of Clara and the 3.5 hours of pushing and then genetics. You know, it wasn't one certain thing. It wasn't the 70 pound overhead squats that I was doing that, you know, at the time I was like, oh my gosh, like, why did I just ruin my body just to lift some stupid weights? It can be just this whole perfect storm.
Hey, Katie, thanks so much for jumping on Birthing from the Inside Out podcast. And I'm so delighted to have you on today. Katie, I know we met, 8 years ago or so when you were pregnant with your first, and you hired me for childbirth education. That's how we met, and it just has been a joy to watch you grow in your parenting and welcome other children into your family too. So I'm just delighted to have you on the show today and share with us how birth has transformed you from the inside out, and not only your personal life, but your professional life. So why don't you take a moment, Katie, just to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Shannon, for having me. I'm excited. Yeah, my name's Katie Davis. I'm a mom of two little girls, Clara and Lila. They're 7 and almost 4. I'm a wife. I've also been a hairstylist for over 17 years, and I own my own small gym called Clear Grace Strength that's in Lincoln, Illinois, where I work with females of any age, helping them feel strong and confident in every stage of life. So that's a little bit of kind of what I'm doing right now and who I am personally and professionally.
Thanks, Katie, for introducing yourself. And I can kind of just tell by the sound of your voice that you're actually in the gym right now. So that's exciting that you are recording from your gym, from your work.
I am.
Yeah.
There's actually a train coming by right now. So I apologize because it's super loud when they come by here.
This is just real life. So that's
exactly.
Yeah, it works. So
yep.
Well, could you tell us, let's just begin by talking about what you do on a really practical level in your gym.
I am a certified pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. And then I'm also a CrossFit trainer. I specialize in the unique needs of the female body And I offer small group classes and then also personal training. I have a couple women's strength and conditioning classes that I run. And then I also offer a functional movement class for women that are 60 and over. And really, we're just working on building strength, conditioning, kind of coordinating the body to help it work with us as opposed to against us. And then a big piece of that also is just the education on how our body functions. I took my PMPA certification back in 2019 when I was pregnant with my second daughter, Lila. Basically, just for my own education at that time. And then, you know, eventually I thought, well, it would be really cool to be able to help some of the ladies in the gym that I go to also. And then I just kind of realized that I was really passionate about this work. And there's not a lot of help out there for women in this regard. Mm-hmm. So I started with just a couple classes back in, 2021, I think it was. And at that point, I was working mainly with either pregnant or earlier postpartum women. And I was renting space from my friends that own Precision Movement here in town. And then I just realized that with the certification, you know, the main principles taught in our course really could benefit anyone. And so I always really got caught up with the pregnancy and postpartum title mm-hmm. of that, because I felt like people would see, you know, well, I'm not pregnant and I didn't just have a baby. So, you know, that doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I stuck with those couple classes and niched down kind of in that population at first. And then when I was thinking about getting my own space, which is something that I've thought about for several years, I knew when I was going to get my own space that I wanted to be able to kind of broaden my reach of the people that I was working with. So, like currently I have a range from like 12 years old to like 70 or 80.
That's amazing, Katie.
Yeah. I don't have anybody right now, I guess, that's like in that 80 plus category, but I have previously. And then like I have the 12-year-old, it's her and her grandma that come together. So that's kind of like a personal training session that I work with them. I just really saw the value in what I teach can benefit any age. And really, I mean, men too, because I use some of these, you know, same principles when I'm coaching CrossFit classes out at Precision Movement too. So it's really fun to be able to help a range. So with my pregnancy and postpartum certification, what that kind of specializes in is helping people with kind of a broad spectrum of symptoms that they might be experiencing. So things like, you know, incontinence with running, jumping, lifting, even like sneezing, diastasis recti, which is the separation of the core muscles, which happens during pregnancy. It's a completely normal part of pregnancy. It has to happen to accommodate the growing baby. And then postpartum, for some women, you know, it kind of just goes back to kind of where it was. And for other people, you know, they might have a harder time. So we can work on rehabbing that. Or just, you know, weakness in the core, weakness in the pelvic floor, things like back, hip, or other pain, pelvic organ prolapse. You know, people could also experience like painful intercourse or constipation, really any other pelvic floor dysfunction. And then we kind of work on coordinating and strengthening the core system. That core system is what we teach, the diaphragm, the core, and the pelvic floor. We kind of want that system to be working together as a system. Obviously, I don't do like anything internal. Everything I do is, you know, outside of the body, but we're still like kind of strengthening and coordinating from the inside out. But I'm never going past where my realm is. So if, you know, if someone is kind of outside of what I can help with, then that's when I can, you know, refer them to a pelvic floor physical therapist and that sort of thing.
Katie, I love that you have taken your interests and, you know, turned them into a passion, and then not only extending your education and your own knowledge of this topic and in this field, but then to turn around and gift what you know to other people in your gym and by offering these classes and by working with people one-on-one. I think that that is an incredible thing that you have done. I think that it shows your bravery and your courage. And so I just want to talk a little bit about what brought you to this work. What kind of sparked your interest in even opening your own gym and specifically working with pregnant women and postpartum women, which I wanted to throw a little caveat in. I know that you mentioned earlier that women often think, well, I'm not pregnant or I didn't just have a baby. But once you've had a baby, you are always postpartum as a woman.
Yes, you are.
I think that that is something that we often forget as women, that, you know, once we've had a baby, we are just in that postpartum category forever. So a lot of your, you know, your work, your classes, your one-on-one for women that have had a baby, you know, it is applicable to them. You know, maybe they're not a year out from having a baby or 2 years or 3 years, but I think it's just important to make mention of that, you know, as we're thinking about these categories of pregnancy and postpartum. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to this work and what drew you to working with pregnant and postpartum women.
I did want to touch on what you said about, you know, obviously being postpartum forever, but on kind of the flip side of that, I've worked with people that have never even had children. So even, you know, it's still pretty common that women can experience these symptoms without ever even having children or ever being pregnant. So there's really, you know, a lot more to it. And, you know, I feel, you know, sometimes there's like shame or, you know, it's just not stuff that's talked about a lot. But a lot of these things are very common, whether, you know, you've had kids or you haven't. And just I want people to know that there's a lot of help out there.
Our culture is really good about keeping these hard topics secret. And, you know, when we keep things in the dark and when we don't talk about the things that matter, that does bring a lot of shame. So again, yeah. I just want to commend you for the work that you're doing and helping women realize that there is no shame in what you're experiencing. So let's get you help and let's do the right things to make your life healthier and to help you have a more fulfilling experience in life. I love that that's what you're doing.
Yes, exactly. To your next question, you know, what kind of led me here? Basically, it was my, you know, own experience. Let's see, Clara is 7. So when I was pregnant with her, I had been doing CrossFit for about a year and then I got pregnant and continued my exercise routine throughout my pregnancy, probably till about 2 days before I had her. And, you know, it was just a lot of general, you know, kind of keep doing what you've always done or just listen to your body as far as exercise or modifications. No real clear context on how to do that or what to listen for. You know, I had Clara, it was quite a long labor and delivery. I remember it was my first, so you don't really know what to expect, but I remember, I think we went in at like 2 or 3 a.m. to the hospital and it was like, I was half a centimeter dilated. You know, they kept me there for observation. And then in the morning, whatever, 6 or 7 a.m., you know, they checked me again. My contractions had really kind of like dwindled off and still was only half centimeter. So they're like, you know, you can stick around if you want or you can leave. So I was like, well, I'm leaving, you know, kind of went home, had something to eat. And then, you know, the contractions started back up. So ended up going back to the hospital at 4 o'clock. And I just remember thinking, you know, if I'm not further along than half a centimeter, like I'm going to lose it. And so, you know, the nurse is like, oh, like you're almost an 8. So I was super pumped.
Katie, that's amazing.
And then I would say by like probably 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. is like when I was fully dilated. And then it ended up being like 3.5 hours trying to push Clara out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried all the different positions that you had taught us during our education and, you know, just tried everything. I mean, obviously she finally came out, you know, her head was sideways and then the cord was wrapped around her neck. You know, that took a toll on my body for sure. Like I remember not even, you know, being able to really walk very well, you know, after all just that demand on the pelvic floor and the body and the organs and everything. I think I had second or third degree tear with Clara. And so.
And do you remember, Katie, what position you were in when she, you know, actually was born? I know you pushed in a lot of different positions, but what position were you in when she was delivered?
I wasn't laying flat on my back. You know, I think one nurse and then Nick each had like one leg that they kind of like had supported up. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was a lot of really, you know, probably breath holding and bearing down a lot to just really get her out of there. It was nice because my doctor, you know, let me, you know, birth how I wanted and try all the things. And it wasn't really until the doc was kind of like, well, let's try this. And then, you know, that's what finally got her out.
So you were on your back or kind of in a sitting position?
I would say, sitting position, kind of upright. Yeah.
And were you unmedicated? You didn't have an epidural?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not know that I could like make the noises that came out of me, like the screaming. Yes. I'm like, oh my God. Uh-huh, and that went on, you know, every contraction for 3.5 hours. So I apologize to anyone that's around me, but couldn't control that.
Us birth workers are very aware of the sounds that women can make. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you find your rhythm, you find what feels good, you find what helps to release all of that pressure. And so there's really nothing any birthing mom can do that we're like, okay, you know, we're not really surprised by a lot. So I'm sure you were well supported by your nurses and again, your doctor and Nick too. So
yes, definitely. From there, you know, it was, you know, trying to recover, you know, I had my 6-week postpartum checkup and it's kind of like, oh yeah, you're all clear. You know, you can do whatever you want. Well, you know, not everybody's itching so bad to go back to like CrossFit. I like to lift heavy weights, you know, like, and not everyone's doing that, but that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, I had the all clear. And so, you know, there I went. Well, I would say, you know, 9 weeks postpartum, I had done 70-pound overhead squats and then just felt like something was really wrong, like in the vagina, in my pelvic floor, like this kind of bulging sensation, something, you know, was not right or where it was supposed to be. Kind of long story short, I really didn't get an actual diagnosis till I was like 2.5 years postpartum, but you know, initially it was just kind of like, oh, your bladder is sagging. Here's a worksheet of some exercises to do to try and, you know, help that. And so I would say, it wasn't until I had an actual diagnosis, like 2.5 years postpartum, of bladder prolapse or cystocele. So prolapse is the downward descent of any of the pelvic organs. You know, a lot of people don't even know that that's a thing. And I think it's something like 40 or 50% of women experience prolapse. It is kind of a common thing too. So I spent basically from, you know, that point on just trying to figure out my body, because I wasn't willing to give up, you know, doing the things that I loved. I mean, I found a pelvic floor physical therapist, which I didn't even know was a thing until I needed to know. And then just through social media, you know, found some resources.
Was it the pelvic floor physical therapist that identified and diagnosed your prolapse?
No, actually, it was when I changed doctors, actually. She was the one that really diagnosed it, like mm-hmm. I said, 2.5 years mm-hmm. postpartum. But I will say I knew, even though it was, you know, quote unquote, bladder was sagging, like I knew what prolapse was also because my mom has it. And so I was terrified to begin with, you know, that I was getting it or that I would get it. You know, it really was like the perfect storm for me between, I think, just no clear context on exercise during pregnancy or sure. postpartum. And then, you know, the position of Clara and the 3.5 hours of pushing and then genetics. You know, it wasn't one certain thing. It wasn't the 70 pound overhead squats that I was doing that, you know, at the time I was like, oh my gosh, like, why did I just ruin my body just to lift some stupid weights? It's kind of can be just this whole, you know, like I said, kind of perfect storm for, mm-hmm. for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You just have to be your own advocate. You know, my body didn't feel right and I didn't like it. And I didn't like not being able to do what I wanted to do as far as exercise. So I just kept trying to like educate myself and like mm-hmm. look for answers. And then, you know, I found Brianna Battles is the founder of Pregnancy and Postpartum Athleticism. And, you know, I found her on social media. Like she had a couple different, you know, courses that you could take like as an athlete or, you know, just to kind of ease your way back into exercising, you know, better tools, better education. I would say by like probably like 18 months postpartum, I wasn't really having like symptoms anymore. The symptoms that I experienced were like pressure or heaviness in the vagina, just kind of like irritation. And then there would be certain exercises that would cause, you know, those symptoms to be worse. So I just really had to get in tune with my body and figure out what caused it. And then it would be kind of a one step forward, two steps back for quite a while. But then, like I said, I was getting to be symptom free. And then I was able to start like, you know, doing more, lifting heavier, feeling really good. You know, by then 2.5 years postpartum, that's probably the strongest I had been. Mm. I finally was like, okay, like, I think I'm ready to get pregnant again. And then that's when I decided during that pregnancy, like I said, to go ahead and take the certification. You know, I knew a lot more at that time than what I did previously. But when I started working through the course, it's so crazy because there is just so much to it. There's so much, like it's crazy. And so, yeah, I have all those tools now. And so now, you know, Lila's almost 4, you know, I rarely have any symptoms anymore, which is good. With prolapse, it's not like you can't ever just fix it necessarily. Like mm-hmm. it won't necessarily just, the organs don't just go back up. It can go back up, you know, slightly, but what we really try to work on is, you know, just lessening symptoms. That's mm-hmm. kind of more of the main goal. So most of the time, you know, I'm symptom free, which is awesome.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
Don't
Dr. Allison Beener is the owner and primary dentist at Gentle Family Dentistry. She's been providing quality dental care for all ages in the Bloomington Normal community for the past 14 years. Although general dentistry is at the core of what she offers, she has always had a special place in her heart for her littlest patients. Did you know that a small percentage of babies are born with what is called a tongue or lip tie? This can negatively affect feeding for both the baby and the parent. At Gentle Family Dentistry, Dr. Beener takes pride in the careful assessment of not only baby, but mom too, if she's nursing, and considers the whole feeding journey before diagnosing and performing specialized lip and tongue tie procedures. Dr. Beener is fully certified by the American Academy of Laser Dentistry and has invested countless hours studying tethered oral tissues and frenectomy procedures, which have the potential to significantly improve the experience of breastfeeding or bottle feeding for both mother and baby. On a personal level, she's also a caring and hardworking mom of three girls who she was fortunate enough to breastfeed. In fact, her middle daughter had to have a lip and tongue frenectomy, which she attributes to her catalyst in learning to provide this service at her office. For more information, please find Gentle Family Dentistry at bndentist.com or follow Gentle Family Dentistry on social media. Again, that's bndentist.com. It makes a lot of sense, Katie, that you had that personal experience with Clara and just really advocating for yourself and trying to figure out what is going on with my body, what can I do to enjoy the things that I love doing in the gym. And so that's really incredible that you took your own experience and translated that into finding answers for yourself, essentially advocating for yourself, finding a provider who could listen and diagnose, and then taking all of that and changing your life and obviously, you know, impacting others' lives too in your own coaching and your own gym as well. That's really incredible.
You know, oftentimes women are felt to kind of feel like, well, this is it. Like, this is your new normal, or, you know, you had a baby, so this is what you have to deal with now. And there is a lot of help out there. You just, like we said, you do have to be your own advocate. You know, if something doesn't feel right, then just keep pushing for answers. That's my best advice. So
I think that's really great. And, you know, women are always going to be their own best advocates. You are the only person that lives in your body. You are the only person that knows what it feels like. You are the only person that can explain your symptoms. And I just am constantly reminding my clients, if you are experiencing something, you need to continue to be clear and even more clear about what you're experiencing with your provider. And if you're not being listened to, find a new provider. You know, there are endless amounts of providers. I know sometimes finances can be a barrier to access for people. I know time. There are a lot of barriers. But if you are struggling, if you have symptoms that you're like, this is just not right, and you're not being heard, you're not being evaluated, you're not being listened to, you desperately need to find someone who will do those things for you. So that's incredible that you really advocated for yourself and you got the help that you needed and now are helping others as well. Katie, can you tell us what it's like to be you on a really practical level, what it's like to do what you do in the world?
Honestly, like, it's pretty awesome. You know, I've been passionate about movement and exercise for, you know, a long time. I did some sports and stuff when I was younger, but honestly, like, I'm probably more of an athlete now than I ever have been. And so, you know, just being in that realm to be able to help people is pretty awesome. You know, whether it be somebody's working through symptoms that they have, or if it's just somebody that maybe they've never even had kids and they just want to get stronger and become a healthier version of themselves. And then just helping people gain confidence in themselves. I like seeing some of those kind of like light bulb moments for people where it's like, oh, okay, you know, like that cue really helped me, or like I really understand what you're saying, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, overall, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, watching people and helping people become empowered and finding that strength within themselves. That's incredible. Katie, despite the difficulties of your role and all the challenges that I'm sure you've experienced, you know, getting your education, getting your certifications, having babies, opening your own gym, what keeps you coming back to this work?
I think it's just kind of the same, you know, that I had just said, is that I'm just thankful that I'm passionate about my job. And really, you know, I've also been a hairstylist for 17 years, and that was kind of my first passion. And not a lot of people get to have like two careers that they love, you know?
Yeah.
And so just having the ability to offer what I do and help whoever wants my help. Like, I'm just here for it. It's not really a difficult thing other than, let's see, I'm running my own gym, I'm doing hair, I'm trying to be a mom, you know, trying to cook decently healthy meals sometimes, you know, just all the craziness of life that all of us experience. That's more of the difficult part for me, you know, the business and coaching, that part's not hard. That part's just fun. So
your passion really shines through, Katie. What's one thing you wish expectant families knew going into birth or parenting?
I think it's really important to just be educated on your body, birth itself. And that's like one of the biggest ways that you can set yourself up for success, I think. Taking our childbirth classes with you, like, we learned so much, and you helped us create, you know, childbirth quote unquote plan. But what I really loved was that you were like, this is your plan, but you still have to be open to your plan might not go how you think it's going to. Mm-hmm. So I think just having covered all of the variables that birth brings is really important. And that's one thing that you really helped us with. And so I think, yeah, just for people that are either becoming parents or birth itself, just the best thing you can do is educate yourself about your body and what birth may bring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you highlighted the fact that, you know, we can write these birth plans, we can print a 7-page birth plan. Ultimately, birth is not predictable, and birth is not something that we can just go from point A to point B to point C all the way to Z. So I think that, like you were saying, you know, it's so important to know your options, to understand what's happening with your body on a very basic level, and being able to understand the process. And I think that that translates into parenting too, right? Those of us who are parents know there's no game plan, there's no parenting plan. We just have to kind of go with what's happening and be educated about how to parent our children well. Childbirth education is so important in that aspect because we really are gearing up for the rest of our lives with this baby, you know, knowing that we have to be educated and have to understand our options in parenting. And so I think that's really incredible, Katie, that you guys took so much away from that childbirth education course. And obviously it empowered you to have a great birth. I mean, going back to the hospital at 8 centimeters dilated, it's really incredible. And then I think too, just for you to have the courage to change providers to get the care that you wanted, that's really great as well. Can you share with us where you see the future of your field going? If you were to look maybe 5 or 10 years down the road, what do you see happening in the field of athleticism with pregnant and postpartum women? And just in general, where do you see your field going?
The PNPA brand is really like growing all the time. We have hundreds of coaches all over the world in different countries. And Brianna, who I said is the founder of the brand itself, you know, she has recently updated the entire coach's course. You know, I took the course in 2019. So now just in 2023, it's almost like a whole revamped course. And so any of us that already have taken it have access to the updated course. So, you know, I'm currently here and there, I'll be able to work through a little bit of it. So she's really passionate about it being kind of the gold standard for the fitness industry, keeping her coaches up to date, you know, as things change or as we just learn new or better ways, you know, to teach some of the principles that we do. And so I think that's really awesome. She takes really good care of us. And for me personally, I just hope to, you know, continue to grow my business and what I have kind of here locally in Lincoln through, you know, referrals and word of mouth. Go see her.
Yes. Yeah. I know. As we're talking, I'm like, why haven't I been to your gym? I need to get to your gym. I think, you know, like we were talking earlier, it's one of those things, you know, a barrier to access is time, you know, it's like getting to the gym, working out. But, you know, when you're really committed to something, it's easier, like you were saying, to do what you love. And so I think it's incredible that you're doing that for our community. And, you know, Logan County has some of the highest obesity rates in the entire state. And so to see you being placed right here in the heart of truly what is an epidemic of health, you know, you're doing it in your own gym, you're working at another gym. I think that that's really wonderful.
For a lot of women too, it can be hard for them to want to go to a gym. It's, you know, intimidating. You don't know where to start.
Yeah. And I'm always thinking, what the heck am I going to wear? What am I going to look like when I'm working out in front of these other people?
Exactly. And so, you know, with my space that I have, you know, it's not huge. It's a, you know, small little area, but it's only women. It's a safe place. I mean, we can talk about anything and everything in here, you know, and I just here to try and, you know, help people and just create that like safe place and, you know, not just a place, sorry, it makes me kind of emotional, but not just a place that you like come for a workout, but, you know, you have relationships and you build friendships.
Passion is really showing through. And Katie, I love that so much for you. You're invested in it. And it's not just a business model for you. It really is about relationships and helping people. I think that's just beautiful. I'd love to go back and, you know, you kind of touched on the girls' births, but just briefly, how would you say birth has transformed you from the inside out personally? How has your birthing experiences transformed you?
With Clara, you know, my first, it was like such a, I don't know if I would call it traumatic, but it was just difficult. And then with Lila, I didn't really touch much on her with her birth. You know, I just said like, I hope that I can push for anything less than the 3.5 hours I did with Clara. And Lila was like, it was insane. I mean, I remember like I was on my hands and knees, and that position was just crazy because I mean, I think my water like completely broke. And then the nurse was like, well, if you want to flip back over, now is the time. And it was like, I barely got the energy to kind of flip back over. And at 218, then the next contraction, her head was out. And then at 219, like the doctor came in and she was out. It was like she just flew out of there. But so, you know, I think a lot of people experience this, but you kind of want a different experience, I guess, if you've experienced something that you didn't go as planned or as you had hoped or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just grew a lot as a person and, you know, obviously educated myself too with a lot of these things. I think just, you know, the education I have now or with my second pregnancy, like it helped me understand my body during pregnancy and then postpartum with Lila, my second, to really rebuild a really well, like a solid, well-functioning body, which then now that can lead me to being that way for the rest of my life. That's my goal, you know, to stay strong, to stay, you know, symptom free, to just stay moving for forever. Like, that's kind of my goal. And being, you know, strong from the inside out is kind of one of the main goals of the pregnancy and postpartum athleticism brand. And we kind of teach that by the five main principles. So breath, pressure management, tension, position or posture, and then movement, trying to set people up for a lifetime of movement and exercise in a really sustainable way. Emotionally and physically, just I've grown a lot, and just from the education I have, that it's a whole all-encompassing sort of thing, you know. It's like being strong from the inside out can mean a lot of things.
What's your favorite part of being a pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach?
The valuable skill set I have that really, honestly, I don't feel like anybody else in our immediate community offers. And so I feel like being that go-to person for pregnancy and postpartum, but really just females in general, that just is something that I'm very confident in. And I've gained that confidence just over, you know, the past few years of what we say, kind of like getting in the trenches and, you know, working with people just like you have over the years. You know, you learn as you go, and then you build your confidence and you're like, oh, like I really know what the hell I'm doing. So this is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I've watched that in you, Katie, and that has been a joy to see your confidence grow and your courage. And like I said, your bravery to step out and open your own gym, and even to just put yourself out there and say, hey, I have these skills. I have this wisdom. I have this knowledge, and I'm here to help you. That takes a lot. It's just been really a joy to see that develop in you and for you to turn your passions into something that serves other people and actually changes people's lives.
Yeah. Thank you. It is pretty awesome.
Well, as we wrap up our time here, Katie, I don't know if there's anything else maybe that's on your mind that you prepared to share today, but I didn't ask a question about. Was there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, if exercise or movement's something that you've been thinking about and thinking about, like, don't be scared. If you want, just contact me and it's not that scary. There's so much you can do for exercise to modify. We change things all the time, just depending. I just kind of meet the person where they're at, you know. If that movement's causing your back pain to flare up, then we do something different. There's literally so many things we can do. I just encourage people to just go for it. Be brave.
And how can people connect with you, Katie? What's the best way for people to see what you're doing in the community and even just to reach out to you to say, hey, I want to partner with you in my movement and in my workouts? How can people connect with you?
I have, you know, a Facebook page, which is Clear Grace Strength. The same thing for my Instagram. My email is cleargracestrength@hotmail.com. And then I will touch on the Clear Grace part. That name was kind of born from the meanings of the names of my children, because that's who essentially brought me to this passion, even though it was in a very hard way. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, Clear Grace, that's kind of where that comes from. So I know it is kind of a an odd thing maybe for people, or they're like, I wonder what that means. Fun little tidbit there. It's the meanings of the names of my girls.
Katie, it's been an honor to chat with you today and to just get to hear your passion for this work. And I really think it's beautiful how you are changing people's lives. Like you said, strengthening from the inside out. So thanks for taking time out of your day to spend with us and for our listeners to get to hear your voice and know your role. And I really hope that people will reach out to you and utilize your care and your services. So we will see you guys right back here in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Katie.
I love how powerful stories are in our lives, how much they can change a person, how our stories tell others about who we are and where we are headed. And not just how much those stories can change us, but also change the trajectory of our lives. Thank you for spending time in your day to dive deep into stories of how birth has transformed all of us from the inside out.